The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. You have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin.
You kicked my ass! In the greatest way! In the waning moments! In the light of day! You kicked my ass! Beat me like a bitch!
Welcome to Senior Grumpy's Verbal Cacophony. I am your host, Senior Grumpy. In this episode, as you can tell by the intro music, this is a right-on, take-that kind of episode, meaning it's kind of angry, but has a lot of positivity to it. So this episode is definitely that. And unlike my normal episodes, this is just one subject, whereas the regular episodes are divided into three. Sometimes this might be divided, I don't know, it depends on how I feel and what comes across my attention. So, let's get underway with this episode. I think you might dig it.
Try Fix It All, the strongest all-purpose fixer ever to be created since sliced cheese. You won't believe what this stuff will do. It can fixerist your door. It can fixerist your car. It can fixerist your car door. It can fixerist the severed tail of any beloved pet. It can even fixerist grandpa's dentures. If you call within the next 30 minutes, we'll include one box of Fix It All and a handy dandy scraper. Rush now! Call 555-FIXITAL. It'll work like magic!
This episode is entitled, You're Okay With Me Exposing You as a Bigot? Fucking A! So let's get underway. A Prior Lake, Minnesota man has taken to social media to expose the bullying and harassment that his adopted daughter had been receiving one night from her asshole classmates through Snapchat. For those of you that don't know what Snapchat is, it is a video messaging app like Skype's Quick. Pretty much you make a short little video and send it to a friend on their smartphone if their smartphone has the same app, and then they pretty much, you know, self-delete after you play it back. So by the fourth one, the father decided to grab his phone and start video recording the messages as they came. So what was the reason for these little dipshits to torment this young girl? Because she is African American or black, and she is adopted by Caucasian white parents. You know, the usual bullshit that dickheads with their collective heads up their asses, stoop to. By resorting to the same tough guy behind a computer screen tactics of racism, verbal abuse, and various epithets spouted by someone who has a stunted mental growth of a fucking peanut. Throughout the video, the father plays back the Snapchat video from his daughter that was captured from his daughter's phone, as well as a few of the voicemails he had received from one of the fathers of these asshole kids, who turns out to be a complete and utter asshole. Once again, upping the amount of assholes the world has a collection of. I won't repeat any of what was said, as you can watch the video and see for yourself when I post everything on my WordPress page, which I will give at the end of the episode, as I always say, which will be basically my show notes. It wasn't too surprising to listen to the male child resort to the same rhetoric as his asshole kids by demeaning and verbally abusing the father of the young girl receiving their harassment. It was funny to hear the man-child tell the concerned father to grow up, which made me wonder if he knew the meaning of the word irony right there. When the father of the African-American girl told the mentally inept father that he was recording and going to post everything that he was saying, as well as the videos of his kids to social media, the abusive asshole said he was completely fine with it. But this story actually has a very happy and satisfying ending. That's right. There's a silver lining in this super dark cloud. Well, not super dark, but whatever. the financial firm that the father of the dickhead kids worked at as an independent contractor has decided to let him go. Obviously because they didn't want to be associated with a total asshole bigot. I wonder if they gave him a festive note or something when they told him that he was fired. Shit, they should have given him a funny hat or a giant card that pretty much said, you know, glad to see you go. And if they did that, they should play like the Ramones, you know, glad to see you go song with it. Or give him, you know, or something that said, you know, world's biggest dipshit. The school the kids attend is doing an investigation to see whether or not the harassment has been ongoing or if this was an isolated event. To the father of the young girl being bullied, I have this to say to you before I end this episode. Dear sir, thank you for posting your video exposing this bigoted asshole and his imbecile offspring. It makes things easier for everyone without having to resort to doing something drastic and stupid back, and just make fun and ridicule them for being part of the collective of mentally inept humanoids that cover the planet. Sincerely, Senior Grumpy. I mean, really, you have to be a total fucking asshole. Yeah, I'm okay with my kids yelling racist epithets at you and your daughter. You know, just grow up. I mean, what you hear in this guy's voicemail is fucking funny. It just shows how much of a total asshole it is. And I feel sorry for the guy who's, you know, the father that's trying to expose this because he's really nervous about it. You can see it in the video, which I'm guessing, like anybody, you know, you have that stage fright, or he might just, you know, just whatever it is that, you know, was causing him to be really riled up and he's trying to hold back. So yeah, I mean, right on, dude. Seriously, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's, yeah, right on. Take that, motherfucker. I mean, if that was my kid, I'd be super fucking pissed. You know, and that's the funny thing. You lost your fucking job because you're an asshole. An asshole. You should have that tattooed. You and your kids should have that written on your... Actually, tattooed. Don't want it written because then it could wash off. So that way, any potential fucking employers or people that might... You know, anybody with an intelligence higher than a crayon can decide, I don't want to hire you. I don't want to talk to you because I know you're a fucking idiot. I mean, really, I mean, we're in 2015, and we still fucking, you know, go through the bullshit of anything, you know, all the racism that, well, I shouldn't say all, well, I don't know, maybe it is all of it. I mean, there's still things that are lingering from years ago. It's, you know, it's nothing fucking different. And dickheads like this and his dickhead fucking children aren't making things better, you know, they're just still adding to it. So you know what? I don't feel bad that this motherfucker lost his job, and I hope his fucking kids are just as ostracized as he is. So fuck them. And to the guy who actually decided to, you know, put his balls on the table and stand up for, you know, for his kid, and, you know, not tolerate no shit from nobody, fuck yeah, dude, you have my utter fucking respect. Fuck yeah. So that completes this episode. I would like to thank, I would like to thank Dutch Rosenberg Theater and Helvin for the use of their music for my show. Make sure to check out their music, merch, and show dates, especially if you're in the Arizona area, at drosenberg.webs.com. That's drosenberg.webs.webs.com. Or go to reverbnation.com and go to reverbnation.com/Dutch Rosenberg Theater, one word, lowercase, and reverbnation.com/Helvin, which is all lowercase, case, and that's, let's see, I'll spell them out for you, that's D-U-C-H-R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G Theater for Dutch Rosenberg Theater, and Hellven for Helven. If you would like to leave a comment or suggest a topic for a future episode, you can at Senior Grumpy. I fucked up in my last episode. Sorry, folks. Seniorgrumpy.wordpress.com or at verbalcacophony.podomatic.com. I cannot guarantee that it will get used because it will depend on how I feel it will or won't fit within the show. So that's pretty much it. So as I always end my shows, take care, be well, I mean it. Enjoy whatever kicks your ass in life. And definitely, just like the father of this young girl, definitely do not take no shit. This is my first right on take that fucking episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next episode, laters. We'll be right back.